This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37 and you are listening to the evening edition with Iman, Lin and Kelvin. And right now it's time for the market wrap and we have Sean Tanis in the studio with us for that. So today we're looking at this report in the New Straits Times where experts are calling for a comprehensive overhaul of the local aviation sector. And this is after the US Federal Aviation Administration's decision to downgrade Malaysian regulators' rating to Category 2. So the report says that to just replace the CAM CEO is like taking the easy way out because an internal recruitment process has proved to be quite unsuccessful so far.
Yeah, so this is basically coming from Michael Walsh, who is the CEO of MOB, which is an Asian aviation consultant firm. And he says currently the regulator must address its operational issues and poor execution problems. And a lot of this seems to be stemming from a lack of financial resources to hire specialists in technical issues and also inspection area. So he believes all this is mainly because of CAM's budget was reduced further this year. And Walsh also recommends that the Transport Ministry should consider combining the resources of CAM and also MAFCOM into one regulatory commercial body. And he also thinks it would be better to hire more commercially savvy people who are reputable at an international stage. And he says CAM could look for external international assistance, perhaps from the likes of UK-based National Air Traffic Control Services. And on top of that, Walsh also says that CAM can have an open dialogue about all these challenges they are facing, adding that the platform is already there in the form of the National Aviation Council, which was set up by the Transport Ministry itself last year.
So in the midst of all this, CAM has vowed to regain its status as a Category 1 regulator within 24 months. They said that the FAA found that they have over 33 areas to rectify, although they seem to believe that it should have been only 22.
22 is okay.
22 is more doable.
So it appears there's some inconsistencies why it's 33 and CAM believes it's only 22. And there seems to be some ambiguity between FAA's requirements and ICAO's standards. So speaking of standards and requirements, the FAA downgraded our regulator, but FAA itself is facing its own controversies in its process, which was acknowledged by its own administrator, Steve Dixon. So this is mainly around the issue of how the Boeing MAX was approved, and it still resulted in two plane crashes, which claimed over 300 lives. So this was his comment about tightening their own process.
Going forward beyond the MAX, some key themes are emerging regarding aircraft certification processes, not only in the U.S., but around the world. I'm committed to addressing each of these issues, and they include moving toward a more holistic versus transactional item-by-line-item approach to aircraft certification, integrating human factors considerations more effectively throughout the design process as aircraft become more automated and systems become more complex.
That was Steve Dixon, administrator of the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. Now, back on Bursa Malaysia, London Biscuits Berhad was among the most active counters today, despite defaulting its payment. How did they close?
So the counter rose more than 16% this morning, despite announcing it has defaulted its principal payments to RHB Bank, which totals to over 22.5 million ringgit. So the group also defaulted payments between June and September with seven other banks. So the reason for the default was a cash flow constraint, according to them, and they are currently assessing the impact of all these defaults on the finance and operations of their remaining businesses in the group. So London Biscuits closed up 5.5% at 9.5 cents.
Thank you, Sean, for the market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.